Disney World's Toontown was my first job out of high school, and at the beginning, everything was great. For those of you who don't remember, Toontown was where Mickey and Minnie Mouse lived in the park, and had everything you would imagine would be in a real neighborhood. A real neighborhood a cartoon would live in. There were houses, bedrooms, kitchens. Kids could even go in and microwave stuff on a cartoon microwave. Donald Duck had his little houseboat you could go inside. Goofy had his roller coaster. There was a lot of cool stuff. And although it was for kids, I actually really liked it. I mean, where else in the world could you go to step inside a real cartoon village? That was all until I started working the night shift there. What in the daytime seemed cute and silly quickly became very creepy when the sun went down and guests left the park. I worked in custodial, so I was one of the last people to go through the parks at night. And unfortunately, I usually had to go in alone. So one night when I was doing my rounds and emptying trash cans, I walked straight through Toontown to try to get to Tomorrowland and back to the front of the park. I was finishing a 10-hour day and was definitely ready to get out, so I was walking pretty fast. Normally, all of the little houses would be dark and the sound effects and stuff would be turned off. Not tonight, though. I went back there and all the lights and effects were still going strong throughout the entire area. I was dumbfounded. This was a serious departure from protocol, so I had to tell someone about it. I pulled out my radio, but as soon as I did, everything shut off. I then heard some shuffling in the distance and thought I saw a tail go into some bushes over near the train station. I figured it was probably just some raccoon or something. The area back there is totally surrounded by national forests and animals turn up all the time. So I pretty much forgot about it and went about the rest of my night. During my shift the next morning, though, I heard some very disturbing news about that area. A rat was found gutted and smeared all over Minnie's house floor. The official story was that it was killed by a possum or two, but the amount of carnage involved seemed suspicious to me. Anyways, it was business as usual, of course. The amount of situations that can happen at that park before there is any change in operation is truly astounding. And that was until later on in the early evening. I saw a batch of policemen and security officers crowded around Main Street, strategizing something. For that amount of them to be all gathered in one place meant something definitely must have happened. I found one of my leaders standing on the sidewalk, staring over at the group, and asked her what had happened. She said she wasn't sure but heard something about a baby going missing. I had never heard about anything like that happening at these parks, so that really freaked me out. By the time I did my sweep later that night, it was about 2 in the morning. I did all of my normal tasks, but I was certainly dreading getting to Toontown. I was still kind of shook up by the events from the night before, even though I knew they were honestly pretty much normal. So by the time I got to the area, I was relieved to see that the lights and sound effects were not on. I approached an empty trash can in front of Minnie's house and noticed through the window that the cartoon refrigerator was still open. I figured one of the crazy interns must have forgot to shut the door when they closed down the park for the night. So I walked inside the house and went to the kitchen to close it. But when I tried to push it shut, it didn't close all the way. Fear suddenly surged through my veins. I automatically knew something was wrong. Then I slowly opened the refrigerator door and witnessed, to my horror, a baby inside, lifeless and cold. In a panic, I radioed my supervisor and told him what happened. He told me to get outside the house immediately and the police were on their way. Then a number of boxes and items got knocked down in one of the rooms behind me, and somebody ran out the door. Too terrified to move, I stood there and watched as a man-like thing with a tail skittered past the window. I immediately went outside the house, desperate to see what it was, but it was gone. Then a few moments later, the police arrived, and after looking around for a few minutes, grabbed me to ask some questions. And as we were walking away, I saw something standing in front of the little kids' coaster. I could barely make out what it was, because it was mostly standing in the shadows, but it appeared to have a hideous protruding snout, like a human who had surgically altered his face to look more like a cartoon. I yelled for the police to turn around, but when they looked, it was already gone, probably out into the woods right behind the ride. After my story, police did a thorough search of the park and woods, but turned up with nothing. Considering that the sighting of this bizarre cartoon man could only be verified by me, it wasn't really taken very seriously. The baby's tragic passing, which was determined to be from suffocation, was essentially blamed on the parents. They said the parents were probably not looking and the baby climbed in the refrigerator on its own. But regardless of how everything else turned out, I'll always know what really happened to him. And let's just say anytime I'm in that area, I always have my eyes peeled for the cartoon man.